Just an update on the injury report. Derek Wolfe, they've got a better grasp on how to get him back in. He'll be in the building tomorrow and start gradually working back. Obviously, Wes is going through the concussion protocol. I know there's a lot of speculation out there because of Thursday night. again, I'm not as familiar with that. I don't have a doctor in front of my name. All right, but we'll go through whatever, and we'll see him. Whatever they come up with, we'll obviously think about his health first. Trenton Holiday, we held him out this past game. He'll practice tomorrow, and really everybody else is healthy. I'm not in a position to answer that question. As I mentioned before, that wasn't my expertise, but, we'll go through the proper protocol. I mean, the league's pretty strict. We're, obviously concerned with any player's health. So whatever that is.
Did you have any take on that hit? It was like a hit to the head, but it was low. It didn't get flagged.
And I only saw it live, to be real honest with you. I was so excited to get here today. I didn't watch the tape. But we're really on to San Diego, and, this is our game plan day. So I haven't really studied the film of the Tennessee game.
I know you're on football, but with Welker, two concussions in three games now. Can you just talk about the scary side of football, and one of your soldiers is going through this, and his health and your emotions towards that?
Well, I don't know if I'd use scary. I mean, it is a combative game. I think everybody involved in it understands that. So, these things happen. You don't like to see them happen. And again, we'll have the player's safety, as our number one priority.
If Holiday's not ready, who would return punts?
I think you saw a good picture of that yesterday because he didn't play. Yeah. I think it's kind of personal, so I'm not going to go into everybody's medical history. But he's coming back. He'll kind of get back involved, and we'll bring him back day to day.
But can you say if they feel comfortable, they know what the source is?
Yeah, I think they have a good idea, at least according to what they've shared with me.
Will it be the Broncos medical team that assesses whether he's ready to go, or an independent set of experts that decides that?
Well, I would say, collectively, ultimately the Broncos medical team.
Coach, you're moving on to San Diego. Do you have to pick and choose, like, in terms of preparation, things that you just have to eliminate from the normal weekly routine because of the time crunch?
No, we've got a a pretty good schedule in place for Thursday nights. One that, this is our third year of doing it. Not going too much into detail, but the players were off today. Most of them came back in to get their, flesh workout in, and we have, got 2 days to prepare, and so they'll be ready.
The kick return issues you've had the last couple of weeks, is that at all a product of the fact that you have so many touchbacks off of Prater's foot that you don't have that many early in the season?
No, I think, both of them were different. A week ago was more missed tackles. Yesterday was more of a misfit. They kind of got us to overplay something, and something that's correctable, and we need to get it corrected.
John, yesterday there were 90 touchdowns scored around the league. You guys obviously had a bunch of those. Is there any commonality with playing in sloppy weather that leads to crazy high scoring, or is it just a freak day in the NFL?
I think with the the rules the way they are. They're getting later in the season. The offense does, these guys get better. There's more continuity involved. A lot was made of the weather when you turned on and watched, some of those field conditions. I think being around a long time, the, bad footing really helps the offense a little bit more than the defense. Some people don't, understand that. But I think that's why you saw, a lot of at least long touchdowns, and particularly in the kicking game, as well as, guys can't keep their footing and miss tackles, and it creates more explosive plays.
When you're on defense, you're having to react.
Yeah, they know where they're going, and the defense doesn't. So when the footing's poor, that works to the offense's advantage.
How was your turf yesterday?
Excellent, excellent. I thought our crew did a great job. They had the field covered. I know we had some snow early yesterday. I know driving to this stadium, when I looked at my thermometer, it said 16. It was like a heat wave compared to what we had practiced in all week.
Rolled down the window.
Got close like you.
All those touchdowns, how much did getting Julius back just sort of change the offense? I know it gives Peyton another weapon, but just in general, how much scoring he can do?
Yeah, it obviously helped. I mean, it was you know, we've got a good tight end group. We're lucky that we could lean on those other three when he was out. But when we get all those guys together, it's better for us.
What do you think about Manning's comments on the radio last night, just about the narrative about him not being able to play?
You know, I think, you know, the better he continues to play in the cold, I think the less chatter will be about that. So I was asked about it, and, you know, before and after. And, I'm just really glad he's on our side. I don't care about the weather.
You like it when he gets fired up like that?
You know, I like him pretty much either way, but he's a great competitor, and like I said, I'm glad he's on our side.
You've made some adjustments defensively. At least looks like you're trying out some different things. How mm-hmm. did you go in doing that evaluation when you look at the changes that you made?
You know, I thought, you know, we put some guys and plugged them in. I thought, you know, Omar Bolden got a little more playing time. I thought he did decent. You know, again, this is just off watching the game live. You know, Paris Lennon. Again, he's a veteran guy. He's played a lot of football. We haven't given him many opportunities. So some of this is, you know, giving guys opportunities to see what they can do. And, you know, as we try to get better every day and every week as we move closer to the end of the season, you know, I think it just helps us. And our agenda is to get better every day. That's plain, and that's about what we're trying to do.
Has Danny Trevathan become a guy you just don't want out of the lineup, though? Has he improved that much?
You know, I don't want to get into, you know, everybody's individual evaluation at this point, but he's played good football for us, and you know, we're pleased with where he is, and hopefully he'll continue to improve as well.
You talk about giving guys more opportunities. Would that be the case if, say, you were trailing the Chiefs by a game in the standings, or is it just something you've got to go?
Yeah, I can't. I'd have a hard time just staying with reality. The hypotheticals, just kind of, I'm not good at those.
Coach, how's Sylvester Williams looked the last couple of weeks when he's obviously been called on to do more?
You know, he's improved. I mean, he improved a lot in practice. Most of that was, you know, I missed part of that. But watching him on practice tape and whatnot, he really started to improve. And he's another guy that's got, you know, he got a lot more playing time yesterday as well. So I thought he had a good performance.
How valuable was a backup like Tammy? You can normally fill in a tight end, but also in the slot yesterday.
Yeah, I think, you know, once Wes went out, you know, Jacob, you know, I thought he's stepped up big the last few weeks. And, you know, with the injury to Julius, you know, I know Peyton has great confidence in him. He's, you know, consummate pro. He's going to be the right depth. He's going to, you know, he's going to do everything right. You know, that definitely helps. You know, we've got a good tight end crew.
First half of the season, you think, when his role really did change?
You know, he kind of surprisingly had a big year a year ago in those 50 catches. You know, I've got great respect for Jacob. He's been a great teammate. He's not been, you know, he's done everything right. You know, he's kept getting better, and he's really, you know, kind of taken in his role in the kicking game. He's helped some of those younger players. You know, like I said, the last few weeks, he's, you know, had a bigger role in the offense and done a tremendous job. So he's handled it as well as anybody could handle it.
You guys finished strong in the last couple of games, but you kind of dug yourselves into a hole the last two games, just having you starting the way that you did. What can you do to shore up those issues?
Well, I mean, we just got to play better early. I know it sounds simple, but, you know, it's happened a couple times. I mean, it's happened a bunch this season, really. You mentioned, Michelle, right, the last 2 weeks we were down 21-7 in Kansas City, and then, you know, as well as yesterday, 14-7. But, you know, we started 14-0 on the road in Dallas, and same thing at home with Washington. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, it's not where you start, it's where you finish. And I think it kind of builds a little bit where guys don't blink and you can weather that kind of problematic start, especially on the road. And I think hopefully that helps us moving down the road.
If you wrap up the number one seed early, would you think about sitting Peyton?
You know, again, back by the hypotheticals, you know, I'm just doing everything we can to get ready for San Diego and, you know, keeping the focus small. And, you know, all that does is confuse you looking at stuff like that.
So when you talk about Paris Lennon and Omar getting reps, are they earning them or Wesley and Duke?
No, we just throw it out there. No, no, I'm saying, yeah.
Wesley Woodyard, I mean, he's been captain for years.
Uh-huh. And Wesley Woodyard's a great player for us. I mean, he's done a tremendous job. Wesley Woodyard's fine. He's going to play a lot of football for us moving forward. It really doesn't have much to do with that. It's just, the other guys have earned opportunities, and, you know, the more guys that you can call on, the better it is for your football team.
When he's the guy who does make the calls, or, you know, Wesley's kind of been that guy, mm-hmm. Does that change? Is somebody else handling it? Is helmet switching back and forth?
No, they give us enough helmets that we're fine with the helmets.
Is Paris making them then if Wes is not in, or is it Danny?
Danny, yeah.
You said after the game you were resting Wesley?
I mean, we're, you know, he had a type of injury that can affect you, and, you know, the more hits you take on it, the less it is. But, you know, it's not so much just about that. That's part of it. But, you know, the basic situation is, you know, giving other guys opportunities that we feel like have earned them.
Anything else? Coach Raheem Moore was around. We saw him in the press box, mm-hmm. And then he's jumping into Chris Harris's interview. It seemed like he was in a good mood, said he feels good. How good will it be to have him just back around, especially from a communication standpoint?
Yeah, it'll be great. You know, Kevin Vickerson was there. You know, we missed both guys. You know, you lose guys along the way. You hate it for them because I can attest it's very hard sitting home watching or, you know, sitting in the stadium watching. But you feel for both of them. You know, Raheem does have the opportunity to come back because he was designated for return. But we'll just see. He's getting, you know, he's around now going to meetings, so he's getting closer.